Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article by Brett Allegray-Wood called Why Your CRM Should Be the Single Source of Truth for Your Entire Business.
And this one will resonate with almost every owner I've spoken to because the problem it describes is basically universal.
It really is. The article opens with a simple observation. Every business generates data. Customer interactions, marketing campaigns, sales activity, service tickets, reviews. The problem is where that data actually lives.
It's all over the place. Marketing tracking campaigns in one tool, sales logging leads in another, support has its own ticketing system, and reviews are sitting on Google or some external site.
And Brett is clear that this isn't just a tidiness problem. He lays out the consequences. Teams spend time reconciling data instead of acting on it, customers get inconsistent messaging, follow-ups get missed or duplicated, and your analytics become unreliable because you're pulling from disconnected sources.
That last one is the one that should worry management most. If your KPIs are built from three systems that don't agree with each other, you're making strategy calls on shaky ground.
Exactly. And the article's central argument is that a CRM built as a single source of truth fixes all of that. Not a contact list, an actual operational backbone.
What does that mean in practice, though? Because single source of truth gets thrown around a lot.
Brett's definition is specific. The CRM needs to hold unified customer profiles covering every interaction across every channel, conversation history, including voice calls, automated workflows that react to events consistently, integrated marketing, reputation and review management, and connections to external data sources.
So it's not just where you store names and phone numbers. It's where everything about a customer lives. What they bought, what they said on the phone, what they posted in a review.
And that's what makes the AI angle work. When AI agents are operating from that same data set, the same facts everyone else sees, they can genuinely augment your team rather than create another layer of confusion.
Right, they're not working in a vacuum. So what does this look like day to day for a sales rep?
A rep can see every touch point before they pick up the phone. The call recording from the last support query is right there in the record. The email the customer opened last week is right there. And sales bots handle the qualification work, so reps are spending time on warmer conversations.
What about franchises? I know a lot of owners running multiple locations who find this kind of consistency a real headache.
Brett addresses that directly. Franchises keep a single source of truth for brand, compliance, and reporting, while franchisees run local campaigns and use bots tailored to their own market. Consistency from the top, responsiveness at the local level.
And the deployment side, because I've spoken to people who've been burned by long, expensive CRM rollouts that dragged on for a year.
The article is specific here. Brett says typical installations can be completed in weeks, not months. Pre-built templates, guided onboarding, and once it's running, internal teams manage it themselves. Marketing managers build funnels, sales ops configure pipelines, support leads adjust automations. No external consultants needed.
That alone is a significant cost difference if it holds up in practice.
It is. And on pricing, Brett describes it as enterprise-level capability without enterprise-level costs, scaling with usage so it works for a small business but can handle a multi-site franchise.
Okay, so if someone's listening to this and thinking, yes, that is us, we have the fragmented data problem, what does Brett say to do first?
He's quite practical about it. Start by auditing your current systems and finding where data fragmentation causes the most friction. Map your customer journeys, identify the touch points that absolutely must be in the CRM. Treat the rollout as a business initiative, not a tech project. High impact use cases first. Lead capture, appointment scheduling, review management. Then build out.
Don't try to fix everything at once.
Exactly. And he's firm on data hygiene. Standardize your fields early, define who owns what, enforce deduplication rules from day one. Because the whole value of a single source of truth depends on the data being trustworthy in the first place.
For me, the one thing I take from this week's article is just doing that audit. Sit down and honestly map where your customer data actually lives right now. That alone will show you how serious the problem is.
For me, it's the AI readiness angle. If you want AI to genuinely augment your team rather than add more noise, the data foundation has to come first. You cannot skip this step.
The full article is at anabu.ai. Well worth reading in full if this landed for you. And if you want to see how it would work in your specific business, Brett offers a free AI audit you can book there as well.
Thanks for listening.